experience and facility. Henrik Honda Easley's won the Honda President's Award 6 times. Remember, Henrik Honda Easley, the only Honda President's Award winner in the upstate for your next vehicle purchase. 4609 Calvin Memorial Highway in Easley and online at henrikhondasc.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5. I have some big news for you people. If you're in need of a mattress and you love saving money, the Simmons Mattress Outlet at Seneca would like to invite you to shop their huge weekend sale starting Friday, March 8th. That'd be tomorrow through Sunday, March 10th, with our biggest discounts ever. You save a percentage on select mattresses and you still get a foundation free. We'll have our biggest selection available to choose from with options for everyone. You don't want to miss this sale. Understand this. These mattresses are up to 70, 75% off every single day. And now they're having a sale on top of that. You need to get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet this weekend, starting March 8th, tomorrow through March 10th, Friday through Sunday. And then it's over. Do not miss it. If you're suffering, if your back hurts, if your neck hurts, if you're feeling bad, you feel miserable, your productivity is suffering, your civility is suffering, you need sleep. You need a better night's sleep. Sleep has never been more attainable or more affordable. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located on Highway 123, right across from Chick-fil-A. Get out there, go see them. You will thank me later. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. That's the way this deal works. You want to get in 654-7627. Hey, by the way, Ramon, listen to this. Used Optinose in the pre-workout yesterday for the first time in my workout. Felt like I could run through a brick wall. How about that? That's what we're talking about, Dexter. Thank you very much. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Matt!
How's it going?
Matt! Oh, Matt!
I guess I didn't fail.
Yeah, I was worried about you there, Matt. You know, all those dire projections for the Patriots and all those conversations we had.
I did say it in November or October, so, I mean, everybody gets one. I still hate them, so that's not going to change.
You can hate them all you want, but you can't just eliminate them and just scratch them out because you hate them.
No, I mean, when I said it, I thought their team was, they had a lot more problems than just the quarterback. Usually they had some strengths besides the quarterback, but when I said what I said, they looked like they were taking a different turn. But that defense turned around, and Tom Brady did his normal stuff, and they won. So that's
like every Colts season.
Well, yeah. I mean, pretty much that's it. Yeah. So,
and everybody else
I'm
is gonna
there. Ask you, yeah, well, hopefully we'll have more parity next year. I think we will. Especially in the AFC.
I'll be picking the Patriots.
I'm sure you will. You pick them every year. So.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't I? I mean, well, seriously, yeah. why wouldn't I? I mean, you're stupid not to pick them. I don't mean you specifically, but, you know, as the case may be, yeah. I mean, I thought that I thought they would still be the best team when it mattered. And if you ask me, if I had to put money on somebody to come out of the AFC next year, it would still be them. I mean, you know, look, here's the thing. They didn't have home field advantage this year. They probably will next year.
Well, it's not like Kansas City's going to fall off the roof, face of the earth.
No, but can they stop anybody? I mean, New England put up 35 first downs and 530 or 40 yards on them in their own building.
Play first next year. So, but enough with the Patriots. I ain't talking about them. I mean, how about Kraft? I mean, he's going to have fun with that. But whatever.
The one thing I do not get about that is they keep saying that that he's innocent. I mean, that's what the statements that are being released from his people, his team, whatever, they keep saying, I'm not sure how you can claim that when they're claiming they have you on video. I'm not sure how you can claim your innocence when they claim they have you on video. So, but apparently he's not even showing up for the hearing. He doesn't have to, according. I heard that on the update on my way in here. He doesn't even have to show up for the hearing. You know, from an NFL standpoint, from a criminal standpoint, it's just a misdemeanor. He's going to pay some fine. He's going to do some little community service, which he probably won't even end up serving. He'll probably make some donation or something in lieu of that. And then he'll just be back to business. He'll just have to find a different establishment to go to.
Sure. I mean, it's not a good thing that he purchased human trafficking and funded something.
No. To be fair on that issue, I mean, obviously, that's the seedy element of it. That's the hideous element of it. But you can't surmise, nor has there been any suggestion made by any party that I'm aware of, that Kraft knew where these women or how these women were being sourced. To Kraft, he thought, you know, it was more your standard prostitution ring, apparently.
Well, he should have just talked to LT. So,
yeah.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
But whatever. It's still not a good situation.
Now, you know, again, to anybody, just the name alone. When I first heard the name, I was like, man, you can't see that coming down the highway. Orchids of Asia Spa. Orchids of Asia. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's like a giant, it's like a giant flashing sign that says we do hookers.
Yes. And cameras are everywhere. Cops are in the back.
See? Yeah.
Everyone, I think you're right. Obviously, you're right about Metcalf, but everyone wants to talk about him. But how about the wide receiver out of Massachusetts?
Isabella.
What do you think of him? I don't think he's a first rounder, but I think he's going to be a quality player.
Well, I mean, look,
probably a third rounder.
Well, look, he's a slot receiver. I know there's been some talk about maybe he could be a little Brandon Cooks-like and you could use him on the outside. I'm not so sure. You know, he is small. He's very small, but he has incredible speed. I mean, just blinding speed. He has short area quickness. There's a lot to like. I mean, when he had a chance to play against bigger opponents, again, UMass played Georgia this year. He destroyed Georgia. I mean, destroyed them. He had like 15 catches for 230 yards or something against Georgia. They had nobody who could cover him. So, you know, he's the real deal. And I think he will get a top 100, a top 100 possibility as a draft pick.
And just two other players, if you can talk to him and I'll run. Will Greer and the tight end from Texas A&M. With Leach coming up, you should ask him about the course he's teaching. I think it would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's on my list.
If you could. All right. Thanks, Walt.
Yep. Thank you, Matt. You know, you're talking about a one-year player, a JC transfer, and that's the problem. In terms of the tight end, and I think he's athletic. I think he can catch the ball. I think he's a real threat in the passing game. Not much as an inline blocker, but the vast majority of these tight ends aren't. In terms of West Virginia quarterback Greer, you know, the problem that came up at the Senior Bowl was a Senior Bowl week was his arm strength issues. And I'm not sure it wasn't a little overstated. I thought, you know, in the game, I thought you could see his real problem. I think sometimes his mechanics break down. His footwork wasn't great in that game. You know, the ball that he threw that Renfro made the play on when he's rolling left and just sort of chucks it down the field, I mean, that's a terrible decision, a terrible throw. Renfro bailed him out in that situation. He just threw it up for grabs, and he had nothing on that throw. It was like a punt, but it was a footwork issue. His feet weren't set. He didn't have weight distribution. And I think I see that some in Greer. Look, his arm isn't great, but I think it still might be adequate. You know, it's easy to ignore that the guy does have some leadership qualities. I mean, you know, he led his team back in some games. He won some games. He beat Texas on a run. You know, there are still some intangible qualities that he has. Now, he seems to have grown up a lot from his Florida days, and there's that. I don't hate Greer. I wouldn't go out of my way to draft him, but if I wanted to take a chance on a guy in, say, a round three situation, I might be willing to take a chance on him. I want to go backwards for a second before we get to Mike Leach. Mike Leach coming up in just a little bit. Tyree Jackson is just a – no, Texter asked, did Hollywood Brown run the 40 at the combine? No, he's not. He's not ready to run as yet. That injury that he sustained is pretty serious. That Liz Frank injury, and that's the big concern with him. I mean, I really like him, but Liz Frank injury is a serious injury, and it occurs in degrees, and I don't know the exact degree of his injury. But that's a separation of the bone in the ligaments in the center of the foot. It is not a good injury. It is hard to come back from. And there are lots of guys who get that injury who never come back. And then some do. You know, it's just it's individual, and it's the degree of the separation, the tears. But going back to Tyree Jackson for a minute. There's something about Jackson that intrigues me, more than one thing. First of all, at 6'7", he's the best 6'7" athlete I've seen at the quarterback position. And so there's that. He has a big-time arm, a big-time arm. I mean, the ball just, even when you watch any of the drills he was involved in at the combine, you know, the ball just comes out of his hand differently than anybody else's at the combine. He has that kind of arm strength. Now, he still lacks consistency, and he knows it, and he's working on that. He had never had a quarterback coach before he began to work with Jordan Palmer out in California, and they've been working on his lower body mechanics and his footwork in relation to his accuracy. Because I believe that the majority of his issues are related, his accuracy issues are related to his lower body mechanics and footwork. Like a lot of guys with big arms, it comes too easy to him. So sometimes he forgets, or in his case, maybe didn't even know the true mechanics of the position. And I think he's learning in that regard. I have heard him interviewed multiple times. He's an extremely bright, articulate, engaging guy. He, you know, at the combine, he was the guy with the smile on his face. He wants to learn. He wants to learn. He wants to soak up information. He loved me. He talked about how he loved meeting with the teams. He loved the whiteboard sessions. He loves talking football with the teams. And so I think he's an engaging guy who really wants to be better. Now, again, there are some issues. There are the lower body mechanics issues. There's the speed of the release. Again, 6'7", long arms. The delivery is lengthened. There are more moving parts. There are more moving parts. And what you're trying to do is make that release as compact as possible, is to quicken it all up, quicken the process up. You want to be, he needs to be able to speed everything up. But having said that, when I look at him and I listen to him, I think that there are enough positive traits and attributes there that's a guy I want to draft. I want to add him to my quarterback mix and see what he can do. A lot of these other guys, I just don't believe in. I don't think they're ever going to do anything in the National Football League. I mean, you can tell me about Greer, and you can tell me about Ryan Finley, and you can tell me about Clayton Thorson and all these other guys. I'm not interested in any of those guys, really. The guy, once you go beyond Murray, beyond Haskins, beyond Locke, the next guy that interests me is Tyree Jackson. Not even Daniel Jones. I'm taking Tyree Jackson before I take Daniel Jones. I am intrigued by Tyree Jackson. I think there's a chance that when this draft is all said and done, and we're 5 years from now, that people are going to look back and say, we blew it. We didn't see this guy coming. And again, there's some history to deal with there. Everyone's concerned with the history of being too short, undersized at the quarterback position. There is a history of too tall in the NFL in terms of success rate. We're going to take a quick break. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does it like Gilstrap. They've been doing it for 80 years. They just do roofs. They don't do bathroom remodels. They don't do garage additions. They do roofs for 80 years. How many people have written us and called us talking about Gilstrap Roofing? What's the area of your home? It's been raining for 60 days and nights. What's the area of your home you never check? You check your crawl space. You never check your roof. Trust me, you need your roof checked. How long has it been? Don't wait until your home is raining inside like Ramona's was. Call my friends at Gilstrap. Take advantage of their free checkup. 269-1232. 269-1232. This is Gilstrap Roofing. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Quick break. We are scheduled to have Mike Leach with us on the other side.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920. With spring around the corner, Goodyear and the Pendleton Tire Company are kicking savings into high gear. Now through March 31st, get incredible deals on some of our best tires for wet conditions, like the all-weather Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready, built with advanced traction for superior performance on slick roads. Get fresh deals for your wheels with savings up to $200 by rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card. Subject to credit approval. Come see Zach or Joey for complete details or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Kunza Marina. Kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and express fishing boats powered by Yamaha Outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids' entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Kunza Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha Outboards dealer.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. And with our free AutoZone Rewards program, you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Getting the job done just got easier. Headlights need replacing? Now's the time. New headlights help boost visibility for safer driving. For all things headlights, head to AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Jamie here from Plum Home Decor and Gift Boutique in downtown Easley. If you're looking for something unique, stop by and see us at 115 West Main Street. We carry home decor items, small furnishings, lighting, designer wallpaper, and more. You'll also find accessories and gifts for men, women, and children. Not to mention fabulous local wine, oils, and honey. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Plum on Main or call 864-671-6153. Plum on Main, downtown Easley. Locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. Their community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square in Clemson and Highway 81 in Anderson. Exclusively designed to promote vitality with support when needed, visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Bam!
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back, lots to get to, and we have the privilege once again of being joined by my favorite mind and favorite character in all college football, a man for all seasons, Coach Mike Leach. Coach, thank you for joining us again. Love having you back.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You know, it's trust me, it's our privilege. I mean, people just get jacked up every time you come on this show. They can't wait to hear you, and we have a lot to get to. So I hope you have basically nothing to do this afternoon because I have so many things I want to get to and touch on with you. Let me start with this. Tell me about your class, your seminar, because apparently there are like 50,000 people signed up for it, and it is already wildly successful.
Well, that's not quite true. There's a bunch of people that think they're interested in it. Now, they haven't attended a class yet, so we'll find out how interested they are after we tee one up, you know. No, it was kind of funny, sort of a funny story. So I've got a guy, he used to work with the State Department, state senator here in Washington. And he taught classes on counterinsurgency and has kind of around the world. And he's kind of a guy that watches practice to the point, doesn't just watch practice. He'll go in there and watch film. Now, a lot of your listeners are out there sitting there driving their car or doing something productive and saying, oh, that'd just be awesome to sit there in a dark room and watch film but what they don't understand is you don't just sit there and follow the ball and you know, have this festive thing and then kind of the coaches in the room jump up and cheer and high five when you score a touchdown or you sack somebody. It's not really quite like that. You're sitting there worried about which way the guy's left ankle's pointed, whether his ass is low enough and whether his eyes are where you want him to be, you know? So it's all this stuff that, makes it all work, but isn't as much fun. And so anyway, but Mike's interested enough that he'll watch that stuff. So we get to talking and say, you know, there's a lot of similarities between counterinsurgency and football, you know, with regard to space and goals, objectives, trying to secure things, trying to, you know, figure out what your advantages are and then and then, you know, and what's the best way to attack an opponent, something like that. And then, so we said, well, we ought to do a class. Yeah, it'd be a fun class, fun discussion, everything. And so then just for fun, I tweeted it out, thinking that there'd probably be, oh, I don't know, less than 100 responses, maybe 100 max. Okay, so we tweeted out, there's 46,000 people said that they'd be interested in a class. And anyway, so the class is coming together. Week after next, be the first class. And then, so I'll do the football portion. Mike will do the counterinsurgency portion. We'll have guest speakers and a number of them, which should be pretty interesting people, you know, that have had, you know, kind of military experience. Some are writers, some things like that, to present their portion. And then open it to questions at the end. And, you know, I think the discussion will be pretty exciting, and I really think what we're all excited about is we feel like we can all learn something from this.
Yeah, I want to know whether the wishbone is viable in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't. Let me think. I can't answer that just or what my opinion is on that, because it's one of our essays to get in the class. But I'm happy to answer it somewhere down the road, and basically have, if you research carefully enough. The thing is, we're not looking for like a specifically a right or wrong answer. What we're really looking for is
the argument.
You know, something with a foundation and reasons on why you think it would be and why you think it wouldn't, because obviously there's advantages and disadvantages to attempting something like that.
Let's go back to your season for a minute. Before the year, not a lot of expectations for Washington State. You had lost a lot of parts. You had lost Luke Falk. You had lost Hercules Mata'afa. You lost a lot of key ingredients. Not many expectations. Not much known about a quarterback named Gardner Minshew and his mustaches yet. And yet you far exceeded everyone's expectations. You actually get to a situation where you have the Apple Cup game and you have... You're having an unbelievable season, as is mentioned. You get to the Apple Cup, and then the game is played in like a blinding snowstorm.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a funny triangle going on in this league. You know, we've struggled with Washington the last couple of years, and they've struggled with Oregon, and we always get Oregon, and Washington usually gets us, and. So, I mean, leagues are funny that way. If it didn't snow, our chances are better. I'm not going to take anything away from Washington for winning it. And we'll have to take comfort in the fact we've got a better record than them the last several years. But they always give us a bad time every time we play them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the weather obviously hurt you more than it hurt them. I mean, you must have woke up that day. Did you know that snow was in the forecast? You knew that in advance, I imagine?
You know, it was weird. It was a weird snowstorm. It was, you know, the first quarter, it was clear and cold. And then it came down really thick. The trouble with it was, if it was below freezing, even below zero, it would have been dry snow, and then the footing would be better. I mean, Washington played on it too, so you don't want to take anything away from them. But
yeah, I do.
we were an outfit that quickness to where we were going, in particular on defense, and but it got to where you couldn't even see out there. It was so thick. And then the funny thing was. But about an hour and a half after the game, all the snow was gone, because it never really got below freezing. It was the type of thing where it was so slushy, you'd take a step, and each step you took, you'd get a little taller as that snow stuck under your feet.
Are you mixing up in a martini as we speak?
I wish. No, this is a work day. I got to go. We got to watch a bunch of film, and we're doing off-season and stuff. But,
okay.
No, shoot! I may come out to South Carolina to play some.
Yeah, man, you come
play some Clarence Carter music.
Yeah, exactly,
and stuff
right.
Like that.
Exactly right. What's the deal with this Jimmy Lake guy, the DC at Washington? Obviously, after the game, he had a lot of things to say. I don't know why he chose to run his mouth after a snowstorm game, but he did.
Well, I don't even know the guy. You know, I don't know him. So I mean, evidently in his own mind, he's like a fabulous coach. And I've never really heard of him, but and he coaches defense over there. But you know, Chris has had a lot of great defensive coaches over the years. You know, Wilcox and Kwiatkowski and those guys, and they've been doing the same thing since Boise. So I guess he's just copying their work and taking credit for it and trying to get a gold star and get him to hang his paper on the refrigerator, you know?
Let me ask you about your quarterbacks. I mean, I've followed your whole career. I watched you all through the Texas Tech years. We've talked about a lot of that. You have consistently produced these 5,000-yard passers. I know you used it even as a recruiting tool with Gardner Minshew. None of these guys have been elite talents by an NFL standard. None of them have gone on to have great success. And so the real credit goes to you. The question I would have is this. What are you looking for in your quarterbacks? I know accuracy is a key to you. What are you looking for in your quarterbacks? And have you ever thought about what it would be like to have one of these five-star guys, or are you not even interested in them?
Well, Al, that's quite subjective. I mean, the five-star part's subjective.
Right.
I mean, obviously you want the most talented guy you can get. And then in some cases, you know, whoever a major program takes, those stars are going to elevate as their media base gets behind them. And then some of those guys, I don't believe, are five-star guys anyway, and have been hit up by some five-star guys. I just didn't think they were very good players. And occasionally a guy proves me wrong, but a lot of them have proved me right. And then the other thing is what the NFL is looking for varies a great deal. In the NFL, only a few teams do the coaches pick the players in the draft and things. So they're a lot of times it's done by, you know, GMs and scouts and front office guys, which I've never understood that. The ones where the coaches select them tend to do quite a lot better, and they're in the playoffs every year. So I guess what I'm saying is in the NFL, people are looking for different things. I've had a number of guys on NFL rosters for a number of times. I've got two guys with Super Bowl rings. I've got maybe three, I think, two, though. We'll have to think about it, but two for sure. And then, I'm not dissatisfied with what they've been able to do, but the thing is football's a team game, and what everybody does together is the key thing, and we've led the nation in passing more than anyone. And you know, whether they like our quarterbacks or not, the NFL's over the years have adopted a ton of our plays and offensive philosophy, and I think that continues.
Let me ask you about that, because I mean, that's obviously true. The game is changing. It has been changing for a long period of time, and the NFL has moved to a lot of your philosophies. And one of your disciples, Cliff Kingsbury, is now going to get a chance on the pro level. I guess I have a two-part question. One, are you really happy for him and his prospects? And two, why isn't it you?
Well, I'm a big Cliff fan, so I hope he does very well. And then, you know, I've never really pursued the NFL. Now, I can't say that they've ever pursued me either, but I just sort of focus on, you know, my day job. Like you asked me earlier, you know, what are you doing? Well, we've got off season, so I'm sitting here thinking about that and watching people bounce around out there in the snow. We've got some unseasonably snowy weather here, so it is kind of exciting. It's sort of funny because you know, because we never have weather like this, and we've had standing snow for weeks here, and
really?
it's highly unusual. It hasn't been like this the whole time I've lived here. So we've got our off season thing outside, and so it's outstanding. You know, and the environment is unique, and you know, unlike we've had here, and that anybody else really gets to experience. So that's been kind of cool. And then, but I showed them the little bit of film and statistics of World War II. The Finnish soldiers on the skis. A lot of people, because it really didn't have much to do with the Americans. So a lot of people aren't familiar with this, but in Finland, the country of Finland takes a great deal of pride in the fact that Russia tried to invade their country during World War II, and the Finns drove them out.
On skis.
And, drove them out of the country. So they'd have their cross-country skis on. They'd have white snowsuits. The only thing you could see that wasn't white was maybe their machine gun that might have a little black to it, you know. And skiing along in the snow, then all of a sudden here they'd come, and up would pop the Finns firing away, you know. So, just tried to get them kind of fired up about that to acclimate and embrace the environment out there, which they'd done a really good job of.
That's incredible. Now, is that the answer to why not you in the NFL? I'm trying to figure out how the student who, quite honestly,
I had some struggles
at Texas Tech.
We won a lot of games when I was at Texas.
You did,
A ton of games too. Yeah, I sure did.
Right.
Came
dangerously close to a national title.
Yeah, you'd have to ask those NFL guys that, you know. They're the ones that hold the marbles on who goes NFL, who doesn't. So
let me ask you this. Yeah. It's your offense. All the talk now is, does Cliff Kingsbury love Kyler Murray? Does he love Kyler Murray? Is he willing to abandon Josh Rosen and move on to Kyler Murray? Because Kyler Murray better fits his offense. Now, I've watched your offense forever. I've never seen a Kyler Murray run your offense. I mean, I've never seen anybody like Kyler Murray run your offense. I'm just wondering what you think about all that. What do you think about Kyler Murray, his prospects for running that offense, and do you think that's where Cliff ought to go with that first pick?
Well, I don't know how much choice Cliff has in that, for sure. I mean, because, again, we're back to the thing that...
Who's making the calls?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what kind of choice he has in that, but, the thing is Cliff's had some guys run around, Johnny Manziel, Patrick Mahomes, you know.
Yep.
And then obviously Kyler Murray can run around. Now, that running around stuff's not a long-term deal necessarily. I mean, you know, you get blown up and then pretty soon you don't run around as fast anymore. And you're just, and so you better be able to throw it, which he can. Kyler Murray throws the ball well. The one thing I find interesting is they got a first round pick in Josh Rosen a while back, and what are they going to do with him, you know? It's like they don't have one first round quarterback broke in, and now they're talking about getting another one. So I don't know. They have to do whatever they want to do, you know. So
can you hold on a minute?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Coach Mike Leach, head coach of Washington State, maybe the most brilliant offensive mind in the college game today. We'll be right back with Coach Leach. Thank you, Coach. We'll be right back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for menu and more information.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Rates may apply. Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Devtula on 105.5 The Roar.
I was being sarcastic.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Devtula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We're privileged today to be joined by Washington State head football coach Mike Leach. And we'll welcome Coach back. Coach, you with me?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to go back to your quarterbacks and your reason for selecting them and the specifics of your offense. You are most concerned with the accuracy over elements like arm strength. And as I understand your philosophy and your offense, you're more concerned with space and 30 yards of field rather than whether a guy can throw a ball 75 yards because you don't have time to pass protect for that long anyway.
That's pretty accurate. You ought to coach quarterbacks. You're ahead of a bunch of folks I see out there.
Well, that's good. That's good. I live this stuff 25
no,
hours
you,
a day.
You,
I ought to be ahead
you
of
want a guy that... You know, the thing is, in some of it, quarterback's got a lot of intangibles to it. Some people have the intangible innate ability to elevate the people around them, and that's the hardest thing. You try to identify that, but, but if you call a play, you want a guy that can sort it out like you coach him to do it and to accurately connect with his target.
So you're looking for that leader of men element then, and that's what you saw in Gardner Minshew?
Yeah, I'll tell you, he was really good at that part of it. And some of that will develop. I mean, if you're the mouthpiece of the offense, some of that's going to develop just by virtue of the fact you talk in the huddle and they don't, you know, the other players. But the other thing is you want a guy – You know, and it's funny because if you look at drafts and things like that, running backs usually come from big schools, because running back, you can identify how big is this guy, how fast is this guy, and how many yards does he get type of thing. Although some of them playing behind, you know, one offensive line may have a better chance than one behind another, but but, you know, they're easier to select. Where quarterback, as far as their ability to elevate the people around them, I think that becomes more of a difficult thing. And so you see quarterbacks, you know, in the NFL, they're from all different sizes of schools. You know, they're not all from big schools. There's guys from big schools, little schools, in between schools, because I think you can develop those skills and that ability in different settings. And I think it's hard to select or hard to pick out. It's hard to say who can do this. You say, well, you know, this guy's pretty accurate, or this guy's got a strong arm. And my favorite is when they say, oh, his arm's really strong and he's really fast, and all he has to do is work on his accuracy. I mean, really? All he's got to do is work on his accuracy. That's like having a mailman or something where you say, you know, he doesn't mind cold weather at all, and he's got a great vehicle. All he's got to do is figure out how to deliver the mail. You know, I mean, I think we got this backwards. But
well, then let me ask you this on that. Then what did you think of Josh Allen last year, for example?
You know, I don't want to get into kind of specific guys necessarily, but I think that, you know, I think he better continue to work on his accuracy.
Hey, all right, so now you bring in Gage Gabrud from Eastern Washington. Do you see the same type of things in him, I mean, sans mustache, that you saw in Gardner Minshew?
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought he was a good player and that type of thing, and we're going to have a heck of a battle. Because, you know, Gardner didn't just win that job free and clear. I mean, that was a war. So I had two guys, you know, Trey Tinsley and Anthony Gordon, and they fought it out all camp long. And then at the end of camp, you know, and I thought Gardner's edge was his ability to inspire the group. And, you know, so we went with Gardner. But that, you know, either of those guys were an eyelash apart. I think it was very closely contested. They have another year under their belt, and they'll be fighting for it again, Tinsley and Gordon. So, and then, of course, Gabrud's played on the played. And it's a really good team. I mean, Gabrud's from Eastern Washington, where, you know, they played North Dakota State, the storied tradition that they have there in 1AA. And then, of course, minus Gabrud, I mean, that thing was a war for between Eastern and North Dakota State, you know, and very close game.
Do you actually have a parrot? Do I hear a parrot in the background?
No, I had to get a parrot. The trouble is that if you have commitment issues, you know, those parrots live as long as people do. It's kind of funny you bring it up. It's my brother had a parrot, and that parrot didn't last long. I'm not sure his wife didn't kill the parrot. But the parrot loved my brother. My brother's always had a way with the animals.
Not with that animal, apparently.
Well, no, with this parrot he did. The parrot loved him. And they say parrots lock on to one person, okay? They get a favorite person type of deal. And that bird, he lived in a tri-level. And that bird would come walking up the stairs each morning. And his wife's name was Lisa. And that parrot, in a really creepy, evil voice, would go, "Lisa, Lisa," and be outside the bedroom door and say, "Can the little bird come in, Lisa?" You know, I mean, I guess it just creeped her out like crazy. And then, you know, would do stuff like kind of coax her in and snap at her. And, you know, as the story goes, as I remember it, snap at her, try to bite her.
Now you know why she killed it.
Well, I don't know if she killed it, but I know that parrot lasted a couple of years, and the parrot was out. You know, and that's The parrot had a couple owners, but one was a bar, from what I understand. So the parrot would swear like crazy.
Oh, the parrot was a cussing parrot.
That sounded like kind of a fun parrot, to be perfectly honest. As long as you don't buy into the notion the parrot's possessed or care about that, you know.
There you go. Let me ask you about another possessed element: the college football playoff. Here's where I'm at. We have a system that's totally subjective. There are some stated guidelines, but there are no criteria that need to be adhered to. And you have basically 13 people deciding it by opinion. And of course, their opinion was all wrong, because all year long they believed Alabama was the greatest team of all time, and we saw how that ended. What needs to be done in terms of fixing the playoff? How many teams do you want to see in the playoff? And does it need to be more inclusive? Because you can't have the same four teams at the end of the year every single season.
Well, we need to, and it's crazy that there's only four, because there's five BCS conferences. And then, that's insane. And then it's also crazy that, if you win your conference, you should automatically go. But anyway, I think the minimum is 16. The very least you can have is 16. I'd like to see 64. The least you can have is 16. And then and it befuddles me that it's befuddling to college football on how to do this. They get very confused, quizzical expressions on their face, like, how can this possibly be? How would we work this out? Well, I don't know. I've never heard of anything like that. Well, I'll tell you what, look no further than major high school playoff systems and big high school football playing states. Look no further than Division III, Division II, 1AA, the NFL, or a city league softball tournament format. Okay, look no further than that, and that will show you how to do it. And then... as a matter of fact, the Park and Rec guy, if you ask him to draw up one for 16 teams, I'll bet you they'll do it for a relatively small fee. And either that, or you can just go to the next tournament they have and just plagiarize it off of the backstop where they got it up there. And I think that 16 is the very least you should have. I think 64, the fans would get incredibly excited. I think would draw more people into college football. First of all, there's plenty of people in. We act like we're hurting for people. We're playing games on Wednesdays and stuff like that. And I can't get a sandwich at my house because my wife's watching the game. And until it's halftime, there's nothing doing there. And then...
Mike Leach can't get a sandwich.
So they're playing all the time, and people are watching. But so obviously they'd watch, and people would be engaged if there was a playoff and somebody's moving, somebody's going forward. And I think a great example of that is, you know, Gonzaga. I've gone up to fans of, they'll have Gonzaga gear on, and Gonzaga is right up the road from us. They're in Spokane. And there's a lot of Gonzaga fans I've found that don't know that. And some don't know where Spokane is. And, you know, you'll see them in their Gonzaga gear. I'll be out recruiting or somewhere, especially if it's east of the Mississippi. And so you're a Gonzaga State fan. Are you from Spokane? They'll go, where's Spokane? Yeah, I love Gonzaga. I love Gonzaga. I love Gonzaga. Where's Spokane? I go, so you're not from Washington? And then, no, I just like Gonzaga. Well, they just like Gonzaga because they've seen him do things in the basketball tournament in advance and, achieve big things in the basketball tournament. So, there's all these fans around. And that same thing would happen with regard to football, is people would get excited and maybe their team is out of the tournament, and then they jump on to somebody else. They'd have pools and all the rest. So I think they should have 64, and they could do it relatively easily. And it'd be very easy. I mean, you guarantee everybody 12 games. You cut the regular season back to 10. midway through the regular season, somewhere midway through, half of America is off, is the off week, and then the next week the other half is off, but you never have to play somebody that was off 1 week when you weren't, type of deal. And then the end of the season, where it becomes clear some teams aren't going to make the 64, well, then they start scheduling their home and homes, because the week after the 10-game season, you're off, as they put together the bracket, and then the first portion is home and home. You seed it out, so, you know, the lower seed team comes and plays at the higher seed team's stadium. And then from there you incorporate the bowls. Obviously, you'd stay at the bowls a shorter period of time, but you incorporate the bowls. And then, you know, and then in the natural breaks of the playoff format, other teams can schedule games, or you can schedule it during the week. And so if you get eliminated the first round, you still have one more game you can schedule. I think it'd be all very exciting, and there would definitely be the interest and need for football, and then college would finally quit relinquishing the end of the month of November. Yep. And the first part of December to the NFL. They just give it to them.
Yep.
I mean, that's prime football watching time. College just gives it to them.
Coach, we're at
you just take a monopoly.
We're at the top of the hour, which means we have to go, but I appreciate so much all your time. You're very generous, as always. Thanks a lot. Great luck moving forward. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Coach Mike Leach, we'll be right back.
Our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
This weekend, the Tigers begin ACC play as the North Carolina Tar Heels head into Doug Kingsmore Stadium. With conference play being of the utmost importance in securing a postseason berth, the Tigers need to defend home turf. First pitch is Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., with broadcasts beginning 30 minutes prior to each first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch it all right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Here is a tough question that needs a good answer. Why have you not booked your free consultation with the Health Fair yet? Walt Diptula here, and if you're wrestling with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and you want those symptoms gone, you need to book your free consultation with the Health Fair. You need to do it now, even if you just want to lose weight. But think, it's too hard. Book your free consultation. The Health Fair really works in a big way. A big thing I love about the Health Fair is that it's not some magic pill. It's a lifestyle plan with a big support team and lots of help. You can have carbs, even eat fast food. It's like nothing else. Anyone can do the Health Fair, and yes, this includes you. Turn your radio up and repeat after me. Today is the day you will dig out of that unhealthy hole. Book your consultation with the Health Fair. Do it for yourself and your family. Don't put it off. The Health Fair is so confident, they even guarantee your success. Visit iDareGreenville.com. Your health is too important to wait. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Ready to start your journey to a healthier you? Let Gold's Gym help you reach your fitness goals today. Join Gold's Gym now through Sunday and pay no dues until March 25th. That's right. You can join now and pay later. There's never been a better time to start your journey toward a healthier, stronger you. Visit goldsgym.com/no dues to learn more. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Minimum commitment and enrollment fee may be required. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends this Sunday, March 10th.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a 3-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
If you are in need of a mattress and you love saving money, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop their huge weekend sale starting Friday, March 8th through Sunday, March 10th.